Unit 4. Mythology. Reading 1. Norse mythology in Marvel. Mythologies are traditional stories. They're fun, but not relevant to the modern world, right? Actually, myths have always changed over time as the needs and values of a culture change. A good example is the changes to Norse mythology in American pop culture, particularly in Marvel's Thor comics and films. In Norse mythology, Thor, the god of thunder, was a large man with red hair and a beard. He traveled in a chariot drawn by two goats and wielded a magical hammer named Mjolnir, which enabled him to defeat his enemies. Meanwhile, Loki was the trickster god and was a constant troublemaker. At times, Loki worked with the Norse gods, but he eventually turned on them. He was responsible for the death of Odin's son, Baldur. He constantly schemed against Thor and plotted to take over Asgard, the god's home. He even fought against the gods at Ragnarok, the great battle at the end of the world. In the Marvel Universe, the Norse gods and myths are slightly different. For instance, Thor has long blonde hair and is not always bearded. He can also fly thanks to the power of Mjolnir. Loki is still a schemer, but he does not kill Baldur. Likewise, Ragnarok only appears in the Marvel Universe when the creators want to reboot the series and start over. While Marvel Universe is influenced by Norse mythology, it adds creative challenges to the stories. In this way, the Norse myths are not merely a collection of stories that people created to explain natural phenomena. Instead, they are constantly evolving reflections of cultural values. Reading 2. Anansi. Anansi is a god originating from West Africa, but featured in stories in Jamaica, the West Indies, and the southern U.S. He was powerful enough to create the sun, moon, and first man, and showed humans how to farm and make homes. Yet, Anansi was mischievous, so Niami, his father and the sky god, became upset and transformed Anansi into a spider. As a small insect, Anansi needed characteristics such as cunning and trickery to survive, which made him popular with children and underdogs. He was extremely beloved in Jamaica, a place which suffered from slavery. To the Jamaicans, whenever Anansi achieved a victory in a story, it symbolized the victory of Black Jamaicans over the racism they had long endured. In Tiger Story, Anansi Story, everything was called whatever Tiger, the ruler of all animals, had decided. Even stories were named after him. Anansi requested that Tiger change the name to Anansi Stories, but Tiger would comply only if Anansi could successfully complete two impossible deeds. These tasks required Anansi to bring a swarm of bees with lethal stingers and a poisonous snake to Tiger. By employing trickery, Anansi accomplished the tasks, so Tiger renamed the tales Anansi Stories. Anansi Stories are both entertaining and instructional. Listeners are advised either to follow Anansi's example or to be wary of his folly. Anansi's stories have been so beloved that another animal trickster character, Briar Rabbit, was based on Anansi. The continuing popularity of both characters shows how Anansi deserves his title, the keeper of all stories.